Wages and salaries, how much have they increased over the last four decades?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Wages and salaries of full-time employees adjusted for inflation, which dropped significantly between 2009 and 2013, started to rise since 2014, an average at $45,700 in the second quarter of 2018. In 1979, average wages and salaries of full-time employees was $12,500. Wages rose to $15,700 by 1982. Average annual raise of 8%. Wow! Huge raise, right? Wrong. Despite the 25% increase in wages in 3 years, adjusting for inflation, that is, purchasing power of wages actually dropped by 6%. After the double dip recession of 1980-83, wages went back up, reaching $20,000 by 1988, an average increase of 5% a year. Not bad. And this time around, real wages also rose, but by less than 1% a year. By 1998, average wages had risen to $27,300, an annual raise of 4%. The economy did pretty well after the recession of 1991. However, adjusting for inflation, average wages remained the same over the 10-year period between 1988 and 1998. We started with $12,500 in 1979, and by 1999, wages had gone up to $28,500, more than twofold increase. However, all smokes and mirrors. Adjusting for inflation, sad truth is that real wages, that is the purchasing power of that income, had actually dropped by 1% during those two decades. Average wages of full-time employees rose by 35% between 1999 and 2009, despite the 2001 and 2008, 2009 recessions. That is an average annual raise of 3%. This time round, even after adjustment for inflation, real wages actually rose. Nothing like 3% a year, but a respectable 0.5% a year. Average wages and salaries for full-time employees in constant 2018 dollars rose from $42,300 in 1979 to $43,900 in 2009, an increase of 4% over 30 years. Or a little better than 1% every decade. But even that didn't hold. The Great Recession dropped wages all the way back to $42,500 by 2013, which makes the inflation-adjusted wage increase of less than 1% over 35 years. It is that bad. However, wages are on the way up. In 2014 and 15, average wages increased by 2%. And in 2016 and 17, that raise was 3%. All of these at a time when inflation was exceptionally low. The 2.9% increase in earnings just announced by the BLS sounds great. However, since inflation was also at 2.9%, the real raise this year ends up being zero. With the economy in overdrive and the labor market at full employment level, we fully expect to see real increases in wages in the coming months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.